Hello and welcome to Dollar Country. I'm Frank the Drifter and this is Harlan Duhon.
You're my little dolly, potty woo. Get into my P-roll and I will go. All down the bayou we will roll, while the old yaller moon is all aglow. Potty woo, take me to marry you. I can see the heaven in your eyes so blue. Please, please, say yes, oh potty woo. All she said, Papa is calling you. Potty like a chickadee. Every time we park by a big old tree, all I want to do is play honeybee. Potty woo, say, oh devil please. Potty woo, take me to marry you. I can see the heaven in your eyes so blue. Please, please, say yes, oh potty woo. Oh, she says, Papa is calling you.
And I left behind a dark-eyed Cajun girl. Now my mind wanders on to the Saturday nights back home, the way they played the Cajun waltz until dawn. Heading back to Louisiana, to that fun-loving land. Get me a pirogue and find sweet Suzanne. Gonna settle down for life, feed our kids gravy and rice, and dance the Cajun waltz come Saturday night. I left the bayou lands, a Cajun boy with great big plans. And I left behind a dark-eyed Cajun girl. Now my mind wanders on to the Saturday nights back home, the way they played the Cajun waltz until dawn.
They done apart to mommy's arms. Oh, did we can't let it go down. For me, one and all four. Just did we all on to we'll be right back.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the show. As, of course, Dollar Country, the show where I share country 45s forgotten along the path of history, sometimes never were known in the first place to be forgotten about. All the whiffs, strikeouts, and beanballs from the golden age of country music, I'm your host, Frank the Drifter, as always, and this is episode 240. Start off with a bit of Cajun music today, which I am kind of a late... I came to it late, I guess I should say. But now I love it. At first I was like, this all sounds the same. And now I'm like, it all sounds the same and it's amazing. That's what I like about it. So that first one was Harlan Duhon with the Hackberry Ramblers. Name of the tune was Potty Woo. Harlan Duhon was actually the son of Edwin Duhon, who ran the Hackberry Ramblers. This is technically his single, but the more I read about it, the more it seemed like it was kind of the Hackberry Ramblers thing, and then Harlan did a couple vocal takes on, I think he released two singles with them. That one's on Gold Band from 1963. Then we had Clint Martin with the Tune Toppers on Lonely Cajun Boy on Ringo Records from 1969. And that label is from Louisiana. Then we had Pappy Mew, M-E-A-U-X, and Rodney LeJune with Standing in My Door on the Crazy Cajun Records, which was named after Pappy Mew. He was known as the Crazy Cajun, and he had an empire, really. He had a radio show and was a local personality, as well as running this label and kind of, being a mover and a shaker. That one is from Year Unknown. Label's based out of Conroe, Texas. And, good stuff. This next one is also on the same label, the Crazy Cajun Records, and it is Rodney LeJune once more with Don't Get Married. And that is once again from Year Unknown. I think most of those from the 60s, if I recall correctly. Although, I honestly am not, 100% sure. So, second show back from paternity leave. I got to admit that I'm tired more now. Even when I get enough sleep, it's been a long 2 weeks since the last one. We had three different family visits from three different members of our family. And I also had a virus, norovirus, which has been going around. And let me tell you, that was no fun. I cannot remember feeling more sick in recent memory. I mean, I had COVID and it was worse than that, and it was no fun. So if you are in the same room with somebody who has norovirus, I would recommend leaving the room and running away. So yeah, it's been a 2 weeks of craziness. And as much as we enjoy visits from the family, just having guests is always, tiring. It's nice to have a break afterwards, so... Anyway, we don't have any visits planned for a while, but as anybody out there who is a parent would probably know, when you have a kid, everybody likes to come and visit. It really brings people out of the woodwork. A kid brings a lot of people together in a really awesome way, which I've been enjoying. So, yeah, that's that. Before I get back into it, I would like to remind you that you can support the show by going to patreon.com/dollarcountry. The show is supported by donations from folks who listen and support what I do here. So yeah, patreon.com/dollarcountry. You can also follow me on all the social medias, I think, at Dollar Country on all of them that I can think of. I'm also on Substack, which is dollarcountry.substack.com if you want to sign up for the newsletter, which is going out once a month. It should be, I guess, it'll go out in 3 weeks. It went out last week. If you want to read it, check out Substack, dollarcountry.substack.com. I'm really proud of it. I think it turned out really well. And yeah, that's it. You can call the studio at 216-505-4071. 216-505-4071. Don't call right now. I am not live. But you can call and leave a message or a text message, and I will get it and listen to it and enjoy it. So let's get back into it. The first set was all Cajun. I do have a few more kind of Louisiana Cajun things here and there throughout the show, but I didn't have enough to make a whole show, unfortunately. So this next one is going to be out of Tyler, Texas. This is Barbara Hill with Life is for Living.
that you're lonely will be the last time that you're sad. If you'll follow as your thoughts lead you, and remember the words that I've said, life is for living, and you will find you will be happier if you leave him behind. I know it's not the first time he's hurt you, but you still won't believe that he's bad. If you'll try to forget him, it's better than to live with the hurt that you have. 'Cause love is for living, and you will find
the bars, the booze, and brawls are killing me. It's been this way ever since the day you set me free. The neon lights, the party girls, where the drinks are free. Yes, the bars, the booze, and brawls are me. Now since you left me, darling, I sing the same old song. Like Papa Top, the honky tonk blues, or love that's gone wrong. Every night your memory just won't let me be. Yes, the bars, the booze, and broads are killing me. The bars, the booze, and broads are killing me. It's been this way ever since the day you set me free. The neon lights, the party girls, where the drinks are free. Yes, the bars, the booze, and broads are killing me. Well, it's a shame that any man has to live the life I do. From honky-tonk to honky-tonk, looking for a love that's true. So when I die, put on my stone for all the world to see that the bars, the booze, and broads is what kill me. The bars, the booze, and broads is what kill me.
Take what's yours and leave what's mine. Don't bother to even look back. And I don't care if there ain't enough there to fill an empty sack. 'Cause all of the things that I hold dear, I got here in my heart. Just take what's yours and leave what's mine. Gonna make a brand new start. I'm gonna step and I'm gonna strut. Find me a new pair of shoes and a darling strut. I'm gonna get out this old rut. I'm gonna find me a new pair of shoes and a darling baby girl to chase my blues. And a darling baby girl to chase my blues.
You're driving me crazy. I think I'm losing my mind. Can't seem to remember the date or the time. Oh, why did I fall in love so deep with someone like you to make a fool out of me? Everybody's laughing, calling me a clown. I look so funny following you around. You're driving me crazy, I swear the honest truth. And you're breaking a heart that really loves you. If you don't love me, I'll go away. But if you love me, hope you love me every day. Everybody's laughing, calling me a clown. I look so funny following you around. You're driving me crazy, I think I'm losing my mind. Can't seem to remember the day or the time. Why did I fall in love so deep with someone like you to make a fool out of me?
Another time around, just when you need somebody to crawl on the ground. Yes, you wanted your name put in pain, and you wanted city lights to spell out your name. But each time that I saw you, there were people standing around, and you always make me feel like the dirt from off the ground. Yes, you always make me feel like the dirt from off the ground.
The shopping list is made out, and your meal's on the stove. The clock is on 7, but you still haven't showed. Your boss said you left early with a splitting headache. Now this is all your kind of food is gonna take. Your kind of fool is catching home. You're gonna find me out and gone in the wee hours of the morning when you come home. You won't find I've left a light burning for you late at night. Your kind of fool is finally catching on. Things are gonna be different from this moment on. Lord knows I hate this way of life, but there's nothing left to do. Your kind of fool is catching on to you. Your kind of fool is catching on. You're gonna find me in the wee hours of the morning when you come home. You won't find I've left the light burning for you late at night. Your kind of fool is finally catching on.
Howdy folks, and welcome back. Let me pull up my notes here. So the last one started off with Barbara Hill with Life is for Living on Custom Records out of Tyler, Texas from 1966. Custom's a label that, not a big label. Not a big label, not a tiny label. Kind of one of those mid-sized regional labels. A lot of good stuff on there. Yeah, ton of great stuff on there. Okay, so, yeah, Curtis Kirk ran that label. Then we had Smoochie with Bars, Booze, and Broads, B-R-A-W-D-S, of course, on Reality Records, although it looks like it's spelled like Recility Records, which is what I wrote, but that's from 1982, and Smoochie was Jerry Lee Smith. He went by Smoochie. He actually, when he was 15 or 14, he played with Carl Smith, but because he was 15, could not afford to travel to Memphis when they recorded at Sun Studios. Otherwise, he would have been part of that that amazing early rock and roll recordings that Carl Perkins made. kind of a crazy story. After that, we had Ted Quillen with Take What's Yours on Quill Records from 1964. Mr. Quillen was a West Coast DJ. Almost everything I found out about him was had to do with his DJ career. He moved around a lot, but stayed on the West Coast from what I could find. Quill Records, I am assuming, is his label. But like I said, I couldn't actually find anything about his music career. I think he only did two or three singles. After that was Fred Armand with You're Driving Me Crazy on Sparta Records from 1962 out of New Orleans, Louisiana. That was a good one. My copy has seen better days. Looks like someone set their drink on it for too long or something, because the label is hard to read, but it's a great tune. It came through. Then we had Vester Burns and the Arkansas Gentleman with Name of Fame. And that was on the Michigan Nickel Company from 1970. Really, really solid, single there. I like that one quite a bit. I was looking up Mr. Vester, Vester Burns. I've never heard the first name Vester with a V, but I couldn't find, so it's not that common of a name, right? Vester Burns. I could not find, like, a definitely, like, this is the guy who sang, who had a music career. But I did find somebody who was a Vester Burns who was from Arkansas and later lived in Michigan, in the same town where this label was from. And the only thing I could find out about him was that he died kind of young. And so I think it was the same guy, but I really don't know. But I'd love to hear more, because I thought that was a great tune. And as we all know, if you've been listening, I have a certain soft spot for any country music from Arkansas, or country musicians. Lastly, we had Nadine Odom with Your Kind of Fool on Glow Light Records. The label is from Memphis and run by Bill Glore. And that's that. We are now at Book Corner. It is the second break, and it is officially time for Book Corner. I've been reading a straight up homemade autobiography. I don't know how many of these were pressed or were printed, but certainly not many. It doesn't have a title on the front. It just has the name of the author, which is Helen Elizabeth Claggett. And on the inside, it says A Survivor, an autobiography. And it was printed by Kansas Key Press in 1990. And yeah, it's just Mrs. Claggett talking about her life. And I don't know if you have spent much time talking with anyone kind of over the age of 80, but my grandmother did this thing a lot where you'd be talking to her and she would say something that if it was currently happening, you would be very upset. But she says it just as an offhand remark. Like, there's parts of this book where she's like, yeah, so my dad was a doctor and he came from work one day and we had, you know, spaghetti for dinner. And then, like, the next sentence will be like, and then Uncle Joe died from eating a watermelon and choking on the seeds. It'll be like, wait, this is like a big deal. Your uncle just died out of nowhere from eating a watermelon? I never even heard of that happen. That's literally something that happened in this book. So it's just a really interesting book because she says, you know, what they had for dinner and also somebody dying basically in the same voice in the same amount of time. Which I personally kind of enjoy. But yeah, she was a survivor. She survived when she was under the age of 10. She survived the Great Dayton Flood of, I think it was 1919, early 1900s. She survived at one point a car accident, getting hit by a car and going through the windshield. She also survived two difficult pregnancies, which back in the, you know, 30s was what's much harder than today. Her first child, which, having just gone through pregnancy with my wife and everything, this is something that I didn't know could happen, but she said that her first child was due on June 1st and wasn't born until like July 20th. I didn't know you could do that. Like a month and a half late. So yeah, it's just a really wild book. And I really enjoy hearing firsthand accounts of people's lives, especially back in the day, and especially women, and especially people who are not white dudes, because we have a lot of firsthand accounts of white dudes. We're kind of surrounded by them, so I appreciate hearing about what Mrs. Claggett's life was like. And just, you know, I mean, she did some interesting things and there are noteworthy things, but overall, it's really nice to hear what somebody's life was like living in Ohio and then rural New Hampshire through, you know, the 1910s to the 1960s. Yeah, interesting stuff. So that's it. Helen Elizabeth Claggett. It's called An Autobiography, or A Survivor, An Autobiography. I have no idea if you can find this anywhere. It literally looks like it was just printed at home. So who knows? But enough for me. Let's jump back in. This next one is going to start with a cover I've played many times, a song I've played many times, many different covers. It's going to be Lincoln County Partners with Long Black Veil.
Someone killed beneath the town hall light. There was few at the scene. They all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you to die. I spoke not a word, although it meant my life. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
They put me down for sure is hard to get up off the ground for pulling on the wine. Pulling on the wine, that's what they put me down for. Pulling on the wine, that's what they put me down for. Sure is hard to get up off the ground for pulling on the wine. Well, I don't know what it is that inspires me, but every time I find somebody that'll hire me, standing right behind him is someone to fire me for pulling on the wine. Then every time I get myself a little bit of money, along comes an old gal calling me honey. First thing you know, she's got me feeling funny, pulling on the wine. Pulling on the wine, what they put me down for. Pulling on the wine, that's what they put me down for. Sure is hard to get up off the ground for pulling on the wine. Well, I met me a sweet little gal and I kissed her. The first thing you knowed, I was married up with her. Then she caught me and her younger sister pulling on the wine. She said, I'm going out to gather up some fresh tomatoes. I went to the swamp to catch an alligator. Me and the gator a little while later was pulling on the wine. Pulling on the wine, that's what they put me down for. Pulling on the wine, that's what they put me down for. Sure is hard to get up off the ground for pulling on the wine. Was a walking through the holler, met a gal with a poodle in a see-through collar. Me and the gals and the dogs spent my last $7 pulling on the wine. Then a feller had some grass and he wanted me to thin it. I said to myself, I'll do it in a minute. Next day they found me laying out in it pulling on the wine. Wine, that's what they put me down for. Pulling on the wine, that's what they put me down for. Sure is hard to get up off the ground for pulling on the wine. Pulling on the wine, that's what they put me down for. Pulling on the wine, that's what they put me down for.
I leave this place at 5 o'clock and try to make these heartaches stop. And a wasted effort it turns out to be. You've gone for good, I can't accept. And in that place I've cried and wept and drank to wash away reality. I get high to kill the sorrow. I get high to kill the pain. I get high to just elude her memory. But in my mind, I see her face and wind up in that crying place. Getting high to just escape her hold on me.
Sitting in this jail so lonely, I wonder where you are tonight. Dark clouds are gathering on the horizon. The sun may never shine for me. I'm thinking of my little I'm dreaming of you always, and I know they can't come true. Dark clouds are gathering on the horizon. The sun may never shine for me. I'm thinking of my
folks, so we're at the end of the show. And that show is Dollar Country, of course. And I was just looking up pictures and reading about the Dayton flood that I mentioned in the last break. It was the flood of 1913. And it looked quite bad. I mean, it talked about how bad it was in the book, but seeing pictures is always pretty intense. It's weird because you think it's just water. Like, we're already surrounded by water. Like, we go to the ocean, it's all water. Then you see pictures of a flood, and you're like, oh, yes. Water is actually terrifying. let's get to the music, shall we? That was the Lincoln County Partners with Long Black Veil, first off on Mark 5 Records. from Year Unknown. The band was from Claremont, North Carolina. The label, however, is from South Carolina, Greenville, which I visited actually last summer. It was really beautiful. I really enjoyed it down there. Then we had Glenn Goza with Pulling on the Wine on Pine Mills Records from Year Unknown. I thought that was good. Got a little bit of a Cajun feel to it. That was out of Longview, Texas, produced by Truett Renfro. Then we had the Matheny Bros with I Get High on Renner Records out of San Antonio. Matheny Brothers were a Western swing band from San Antonio, and the brothers were Perry and Travis Matheny. Then we had Jess Stoner with Tonight It's Raining Teardrops, that is on Rimrock from 1971. The famous label from Concord, Arkansas. The famous in my circles. I don't know how famous it is outside of people who collect country records, but it's famous to us. Then lastly, we had Mary Jo Chalette with You Can Be the One on Starday Records, 1953. That one was an early Starday. 112 was the number on that one. I believe they started at 101 or 102 or 100. So yeah, this still has the Beaumont address, Beaumont, Texas, where they started. So early stuff. Also, a bit more pop than country, I'd say, or a little bit more Western, but, you know, it's an early star day, so no matter what it sounds like, I'll probably play it. I got one more for you, as always. Last one is going to be another by Ted Quillen, the fella I played earlier, who was a Western DJ on the West Coast. But I got two of his records in the stack, and so I liked both of them, so I thought, why not? Double up on Mr. Quillen today. So that one's going to be In a Minute. The name of the song is In a Minute, and the label is Quill Records from 1970. Before I go, I would like to say, be nice to people out there, because you never know what kind of day someone else has been having, and a little bit of niceness can go a long way. Let me tell you a story. The first 2 months of having a child was very difficult for both me and my wife, and probably for our son, because it was hectic for him too. And I'll tell you what, there was a couple times I left the house to go get something only when we absolutely needed it, and I was running on who knows how much sleep. Maybe, if it was a good day, maybe 5 hours. And one day I went to, I asked my wife, I just said, I'm really hungry. I want to go to the diner. There's a diner a few blocks away. Normally I wouldn't just go sit there by myself. I usually go there with her, with friends. We went over there. I think our son was 3 weeks old. Just sitting at the table. Eyes, I don't know what I must have looked like. I must have looked very dead tired. And the waitress was so nice to me, and it was just so nice. And she didn't know what was going on in my life. I don't know, you know, I go in there sometimes, but I don't know the people there. And sometimes you're just dealing with something and somebody's nice to you, and it can really brighten your day. And that was one of those moments for me. So big thanks to the person at Gus's who helped me get my meal a few months ago. So yeah, a little bit of niceness can go a long way, because you really don't know what someone else has been dealing with, what they've been going through, all that kind of stuff. So, with that being said, I'll leave you with this Ted Quillen in a minute. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dollar Country. I have been your host, Frank the Drifter. And check me out online if you want to find more. Otherwise, I'll talk to you next time.
You said you'd stop your drinking in a minute. You said you'd stop that winking in a minute. You always said you'd do whatever I wanted you to, but you always had to add in a minute. You said that you'd be through in a minute. You said I'll tell you that I love you in a minute. Well, a minute's done gone by, and this old well's run dry, and I ain't gonna stand around and waste another minute. So take your time, there ain't no need to hurry. Take your time, it's my love, it's much in a hurry. Oh, love, well, I won't begin it. And I'll call you sometime if I get a minute. Sometime if I get a minute. And I'll call you sometime if I get a minute.